Theirs are the radiant regions of the sun. Then Bhargava Vaidarbhi asked, Master, what are the powers that keep the union of a being? How many keep burning the lamps of life? And which amongst them is supreme? The sage replied, The powers are space, air, fire, water, and earth, and voice, mind, the eye, and the ear. These powers light the lamps of life and say, We keep the union of this being, and we are its foundation. But life, the power supreme, said to them, Do not fall into delusion. It is I, in my fivefold division, keep the union of this being, and I am its foundation. But they believed him not. Life was offended and rose aloft to leave the body. And all the powers of life had to rise, and, life coming again to rest, all the powers had to rest. As when a queen bee arises, all the bees with her arise. And when she comes to rest again, then all again come to rest. Even so it happened to the powers of the voice, the mind, the eye, and the ear. The powers then understood and sang in joy this song of life. Life is the fire that burns and is the sun that gives light. Life is the wind and the rain and the thunder in the sky. Life is matter and is earth, what is and what is not, and what beyond is in eternity. On life all things are resting as spokes in the centre of a wheel. On life are resting the Vedas and prayers and warriors and priests. To thee, resting with thy powers, O life, all beings offer adoration. As Lord of creation, thou movest in the womb of the mother, thence to be reborn. Thou art the chief bearer of gifts to the gods, the first offering made to the departed. Thou art the poetry of the seers, the truth of ancient sages. Thou art Rudra, the god of protection. Thou art Indra in thy radiance, O life. As the sun that wanders in heaven, thou art Lord of all heavenly lights. When the rain pours down from heaven, O life, all thy creatures rejoice, and they say, Food for us shall be in abundance. Thou art pure, O life, supreme seer, Lord and consumer of all. We, the givers of what thou enjoyest, thou, our Father, the breath of all life. Be favourable unto us, O life, with that invisible form of thine, which is in the voice, the eye, and the ear, and which lives in the mind. Go not from us. In thy power is all this world, and even the third most sacred heaven. As a mother her child, protect us, O life. Give us glory and give us wisdom. Third question. Then Kausalya Asvalayana asked, Master, this life, whence does it arise? How does it come to this body? How, after diffusing itself, does it abide here? How does it leave the body? How does it sustain the universe without and the universe within? The sage replied, Great are the questions you ask from me. But you are a great lover of Brahman. I will answer. Life comes from the spirit. Even as a man casts a shadow, so the spirit casts the shadow of life. And as a shadow of former lives, a new life comes to this body. As when a ruler commands his officials and appoints them cities to be ruled in his name, even so, prana, the power of life, rules the other living powers of the body. Apana rules its lower regions. Prana itself lives in the eye and the ear and moves through the nose and the mouth. Samana rules the middle regions and distributes the life-giving offering of food. From Samana come the seven flames. In the heart dwells the Atman, the Self.